The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus came to the Samaritan town called Sychar, near the land that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Jacob's well is there, and Jesus, tired by the journey, sat straight down by the well. It was about the sixth hour when a Samaritan woman came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "What? You are a Jew and you ask me, a Samaritan, for a drink?" Jews, in fact, do not associate with the Samaritans. Jesus replied, "If you only knew what God is offering and who is it that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have been the one to ask, and he would have given you living water." "You have no bucket, sir," she answered, "and the well is deep. How could you get this living water? Are you a greater man than our father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank from it himself with his sons and his cattle?" Jesus replied, "Whoever drinks this water will get thirsty again. But anyone who drinks the water that I shall give will never be thirsty again. The water that I shall give will turn into a spring inside him, welling up to eternal life." "Sir," said the woman, "give me some of that water so that I may never get thirsty and never have to come here again to draw water." I see you are a prophet, sir. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, while you say that Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship." Jesus said, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation comes from the Jews. But the hour will come, in fact it is already here, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. That is the kind of worshipper the Father wants. God is spirit, and those who worship must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah, that is Christ, is coming. And when he comes, he will tell us everything." "I who am speaking to you," said Jesus, "I am he." Many Samaritans of that town had believed in him on the strength of the woman's testimony. So when the Samaritans came up to him, they begged him to stay with them. He stayed for 2 days, and when he spoke to them, many more came to believe, and they said to the woman, "Now we no longer believe because of what you told us. We have heard him of ourselves, and we know that he really is the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.